Aka'a GCSE Sociology, Mastering Family Diversity, Midnight to 1 o'clock, Intro. Music, upbeat, modern educational intro music fades to background. Host, hello and welcome to the GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and frequently examined topics, family diversity. Gone are the days when the cereal packet nuclear family was the only image we saw. Today, British society is a vibrant mosaic of different family structures. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down exactly what you need to know to analyze this topic like a top band sociologist, hitting those key assessment objectives and securing maximum marks. So grab a notepad and let's get started. 1 to 6 o'clock. Core concepts explained. Host. First, let's clarify what we mean by family diversity. It's the idea that there's a wide range of different family types in society, not just one single ideal. For your exam, you need to know the key types. We have the nuclear family, the traditional two-parent, two-children model. Then there's the extended family, which includes relatives like grandparents living together or nearby. We see more lone parent families headed by a single mother or father, and reconstituted families or blended families formed after divorce and remarriage. And of course, same-sex parent families. A crucial study you must memorize is by Rappaport and Rappaport. They identified 5 types of diversity, which you can remember with the mnemonic CLOGS. That's cultural, life stage, organizational, generational, and social class diversity. Cultural diversity refers to differences in family structures between ethnic or religious groups. For example, South Asian families are more likely to be in extended family units. Life stage diversity means your family type changes as you go through life. You might be in a nuclear family as a child, a cohabiting couple as a young adult, and part of an empty nest family later on. Organizational diversity is about how families are structured. Think dual earner couples versus single earner, traditional breadwinner families. Generational diversity highlights how older and younger generations have different attitudes towards things like divorce or cohabitation. And social class diversity shows how income and occupation can affect family life and child-rearing practices. So why has this change happened? Examiners award huge credit for linking diversity to specific structural changes. Mention the Divorce Reform Act of 1969, which made divorce easier and cheaper. Talk about secularization, the declining influence of religion. And you must discuss changing gender roles, with women having more educational and career opportunities. Now for the theory. This is where you hit AO3. Functionalists and the new right are not fans of diversity. They see the nuclear family as essential for a stable society. The new right, with thinkers like Charles Murray, links family diversity to social problems like welfare dependency and crime. In contrast, feminists and postmodernists have a more positive view. Feminists like Anne Oakley argue the traditional nuclear family oppresses women, so diversity is liberating. Postmodernists like Judith Stacy celebrate the choice and freedom that people now have to create the family that suits them. They argue there is no longer one single best family type. 6 to 8 o'clock. Exam tips and common mistakes. Host. Let's talk exam technique. A common mistake is confusing the new right with functionalism. While both favor the nuclear family, the new right is a political perspective focused on policy and state intervention, whereas functionalism is a sociological theory about social consensus. Another pitfall is using common sense instead of evidence. You must use sociological terminology and refer to studies and laws. For a 12-mark question, allocate your time carefully, about 15 minutes. Structure your answer with a clear introduction, balanced paragraphs, exploring different viewpoints, and a conclusion that directly answers the question. For discuss how far questions, your conclusion must make a judgment on the extent of family diversity. 8 to 9 o'clock, quick fire recall quiz. Host. Time for a quick fire quiz to test your retrieval practice. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Question 1. What does the O in the CLOGS mnemonic stand for?
Pause.
Answer. Organizational diversity. Question 2. Which 1969 act made divorce easier?
Pause.
Answer. The Divorce Reform Act. Question 3. Which perspective sees family diversity as a sign of social breakdown?
Pause.
Answer. The New Right. Question 4. Name one postmodernist thinker who celebrates family diversity.
Pause.
Answer. Judith Stacy. 9 to 10 o'clock. Summary and sign-off. Host. So, to summarize, Family diversity is a central feature of modern Britain. You need to know the different types, the reasons for the changes, and the contrasting theoretical views. Remember clogs, remember your key laws, and remember to contrast the functionalist slash new right view with the feminist slash postmodernist view. Apply this knowledge with sharp exam technique, and you'll be well on your way to top marks. Music. Upbeat outro music starts to fade in. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening, and happy revising.